אמר רבי אבא משניים ושבת מצרפים. Because what it's there.
Okay.
אמר רבי עמי, שניים בשבת מצטרפים. שתיים בשבת מצטרפים. רבי עמי wants to say, if you have two men and they eat in Shabbat, they can do dinner. Okay? In Shabbat, he says, two men. What?
חנן
טייבה. שניים בשבת מצטרפים. This is what רבי עמי wants to say. אמר לרב נחמן, רב נחמן אסקי, בשבת גבראו. What? שבת is a man. We need three men. שבת is not a man. How you say if you have two men in שבת, they eat, they can do zimun. He says Shabbat Amalka, she's queen, she's not a woman, she's a woman.
Maybe you talk about the soul, you get a new soul.
Shabbat queen,
that's what he said. Shabbat is a queen, it's not a man. We need
three men.
But this is what Rav Nachman asked him. How you can we can combine the Shabbat with the two men? We need three men. Shabbat is not a man. Shabbat gavrau. Ela amar Rabbi Ami. So the Gemara says that Rabbi Ami don't say this that two men with Shabbat is combined. Ela, it's meaning we say anew. We're going back. Okay? Ela amar Rabbi Ami shne talmidei chachamim. המחדדים זה את זה בהלכה מצטרפים. רבי עמי says, if you have two תלמידי חכמים that study Torah, they are
sharp. They go back and forth.
מחדדים, it's like the knife.
Sharp, yeah.
Sharp the knife. So if you study with someone, he says something, he understands something like this. You understand something else, and you sharp one each other till the halacha is going straight. Okay, this is what why we say talmidei chachamim sharp each other. Yes, the connection is understand.
They challenge each other. They refine each other. They work sugyas. They figure things out. They're going
yes, and if everybody see things from other view, yes, you see like this.
Disagreed.
On the end, the Torah is become right, and your mind become straight. Yes, because you, when you start to study, your imagination say like this, and if you study alone, you think, I know this is the meaning of the Torah. But if someone else come, he says, no, it's not the meaning. Now you should work hard to prove him this what you understand. This is the real. This is the amen. So you become sharp, okay?
Could it mean because they're in the Chadadim, they're sharpening one another, that when you tell me something, I'm not the person I was before, I'm another person. I throw it back to you, you're another person. So there's always the two, you become a different. So
I thought it's the meaning is why two talmidei chachamim that study become like three.
That's it. Because says they become like three. That's all it says.
Yes, yod shlosha. But why? We ask why. I think there is a mishnah in Avot. The mishnah says two people that study Torah, shchina
b'nei.
Even one. But if you have two people that study Torah, shchina b'nei. So now you have shchina b'nei. They can do zimun. This is what I saw. What? This is Kabbalah. We don't study Kabbalah. We study Gemara.
When you marry, the Hashem is the same as when you have your students. You marry close to them. You study with them. You get the extra
neshama. It can be, but maybe. I thought it's like the Mishnah. The Mishnah says two people that study Torah, Shrina Benem. But maybe it's like you. I have proof. I have Mishnah like me. If we have Mishnah like you, Gemara like you, it's okay.
Shabbat is not
Shrina
too?
Maybe this is the reason of the Shabbat. Talmid Chacham, Prinat Shabbat. This is the Gemara says. Talmid Chacham, Prinat Shabbat.
Okay,
Rashi. Aber he says something else. We don't must.
It says if we learned Gemara for 1 hour on Shabbat, it's like an Elef Shabbat.
Yes, this is the Ben Ishchai. Yes, the Ben Ishchai.
Hakodesh. Ben Ishchai.
Does Russia say anything?
No.
Anything else?
Oh, the over here says two people that study Torah, Shechina Benem. Oh, they talk. Say that? שיש בהם תורה, אוקיי. בסדר? פחות או יותר בסדר? מחווי רב חסדה. מחווי, it's like a show with his finger. אוקיי? מחווי. מחווי, it's show with his finger like this. He says, who is two תלמידי חכמים that chop each other in the הלכה? Rav Chisda was studying Torah with Rav Sheshet. So he says, me, Rav Chisda and Rav Sheshet, we are two Talmidei Chachamim, they're chopping each other in the halacha. Okay? Machvi Rav Sheshet, Kegon Ana and Rav Chisda. Rav Sheshet says to me and Rav Chisda. Okay? Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Katan, Poreach, מזמנים על ה... What is the meaning? קטן, פורח, מזמנים עליו. רשי. קטן, פורח, שהביא סימנים ולא בא לכלל שנה. מובן?
שהביא.
קטן, פורח, שהביא סימנים ולא בא לכלל שנה. The meaning is like this.
Yes, there are two hairs.
Yes, two hairs, but not on the hair.
Correct.
On this down place where have you ever. Over there. So it's like this. Till the boy is 13 years old, in the age of 13 years old, in one day, if you have two hairs, down, he become old for all of the Torah. Okay?
Chiyuv for all mitzvahs.
Chiyuv, he can connect it, combine to minyan, everything. He's become old. You have. Yes, so. This is why I want to say how we can take boy, he become 13 years old, to combine into minyan. Maybe he didn't have a 2F. Okay? So everything is the Rabbanan. We are say there is a chazaka. You know what is a chazaka? Chazaka is like all most of the boys, they become 13 years old, they bring two herbs. So we don't have to check the boy if he have two herbs or not.
We assume he does.
What?
We assume that
yes,
he has.
Yes, we assume because most of the people when they become 13 years old, they have two herbs. So we assume that he's have two herbs. Okay?
Because I also go with girls in 12.
Girls is in 12, yes. But this is not from the Torah. It's just from assume. If we have something the Rabbanan, we can trust it, okay? But in the Oraita, sometimes it's not. I think the Mishneh Berurah says about Lulav in the first day. lulav in the first day. I will check it. I'll tell you tomorrow. And the first day you must have your own lulav.
Yeah,
you cannot. Yes, you cannot borrow. But if you give it to a small children, he cannot bring you back because he's not from the Torah. He have no kinyanim. So the Mishnah Berurah says, I think I should see. Don't give it 13 years old the lulav if you don't know that you have a 12. Okay, because it will be the Rabbanan. Okay.
If not, so no.
If it's a problem, it's not matter who is the guy. It's father.
You have to buy him a lulav.
Yes. Okay, so we continue. Now, over here he says, Katan Poreach. Poreach, it's meaning like flower. It's...
Blossom.
What?
To blossom.
To blossom. It's meaning he have 2 heirs, but he's not 30 years old. Like in 12 years old, he's a very...
Mature. He's mature early.
Oh, yes, he's mature early, okay? So now, we can do Zimun on him or not. אמר רבי יוחנן, קטן פורח מזמנים עליו. He can combine to Zim, okay? Even though he's not 13 years old. תניא נמי אחי, תניא נמי אחי, it's meaning the bright says too, because it was רבי יוחנן, okay? רבי יוחנן is Amora. After we have תניא, תניא is משנה. So the משנה, it's bright, המשנה, he says, we have תנא that say like רבי יוחנן, קטן. שהביא שתי שערות, מזמנים עליו. ושלא הביא שתי שערות, אין מזמנים עליו. So the brighter says, small guy, if he have 2 heirs, we can combine him to Zimun. מזמנים עליו. ושלא הביא, and if he don't have 2 heirs, אין מזמנים עליו. We cannot combine him to Zimun. ואין מדקדקים בקטן. This is the end of the brighter. Okay? Medakdekin, it's not you should. You don't must to check so much. Medakdekin, it's like.
Exactly.
Yes. Don't
exact.
Exact. Oh, exact, it's from the word exactly. You don't have to exact. If you have to have, don't have. Take him to the Zimun. Okay? Now the Mishnah, the Gemara will ask question. What is the question? Ha, Gufa Akasha. What is the meaning? Ha, Gufa Akasha. Hanan, what is the meaning of Aguf Akashia?
I don't know.
So you should know.
I don't know where you're at. I'm lost.
Aguf Akashia.
The body is not. It's not an issue. It's
This is meaning the body of the Mishnah is a problem. So you know, Rabbi Hanan.
Of course, I can't see it inside. I'm lost.
Okay, but if you understand the word of the Gemara, now you know what you should check.
Thank you.
Okay? When the Gemara says, Aguf Akashia, it's meaning the body of the Mishnah, it's a problem. Sometimes it say two different things. Sometimes
why isn't it Akashia on the Mishnah? Because the Mishnah says you can't use a katan, but yet this Amariah is saying that you can.
No. When he says, Aguf Akashia, it's just the... The word we say, this is from inside your question, not from outside, you understand? This sentence have a question on in the inside, not from something else. Okay? This is the meaning ha guf akasha. He says, now we see, you understand, but you say good. You translate it, but ha guf akasha, the body of the Mishnah is kasha. Over here, we have Braita, Tanya Namiachi, Katan Shevish Tisarot Mezamnim Alav, Shalom Ish Tisarot and Mezamnim Alav, Ben Medakdekim Bekatan Aguf Akashi, Amar, Tevish Tisarot, In, Loeb, Ilo, Adar Tanya Medakdekim Bekatan, Latuye Mai, Lav, Latuye Katan Poreach, Ma Shela,
What's the question?
What the Gemara says? Aguf Akasha. Aguf Akasha, it's understand. It says, the writer says on the beginning, If he have two heirs, you can combine into the...
Less than 13.
If you have two heirs, you can combine into the zimut.
Then that goes against the Mishnah.
No. As I told you, ha-guf ha-kasha, it's not from the Mishnah. It's from the inside, just on from this thing. When I see ha-guf ha-kasha, what it's meaning? On this body you have problem, not from something else. Okay? If
what's
you say from
you?
The Mishnah...
What's in front of us?
Oh, what's in front of us? This brayta, you have kasha. What? You see. Now, wait, you see. Amar devishte se'arot in. Lo evi, lo... What the brayta say on the beginning? Katan shevishte se'arot mezamnim ala. Yes? So you now if I ask you, Rabbi Hanan, Katan, if he have two heirs, you can combine him to the zimun?
Okay. Yes.
Yes. If he don't have two heirs?
No.
No. Okay? Ve'adar tani. And on the beginning of the brayta you says, en medakdekim be'katan. And now you say you should not check him so much. Why I don't know? If he must have two heirs, so why you say I don't check him so much? I must check him. This is the meaning, Agufa Kasia.
But it's been checked before.
You have two heirs before.
The problem is that when you have someone who's 13, you don't have to check because it's
implied.
It's the usual case, chazakah.
Yes.
But here, if he's less than 13, it's not a chazakah.
Okay.
So you should have to check him.
And okay.
He says, here he says, we don't check.
So this is the guf akasha. On the beginning you said, if you have two heirs, it's good. No, don't have two heirs, not good. So what? Check, you should know. Because if you don't have two heirs, you can do zimun. After you say, ve'en medakdekim bekatan, and we understand what is the meaning, en medakdekim bekatan, not tzarich livdok imo. You don't must to check if you have two heirs, don't have two
heirs.
Okay, embarrassed, but now we are, don't speak about him. Now we speak about alakha. Okay? So, from here, the question is understand what is the guha gufa kasha? Yes?
Say it again.
Again. Maybe Hanan, you say again the question ha gufa kasha. Yes, why not? Your English is better than mine.
Well, the Guma Kashi is that if you don't have to check somebody who's over 13, why do you have to check somebody who's under 13? Yes. You don't have to check somebody over 13.
No, the Gufa Kashi, I told you, it's from this sentence. Tanya nami achi katan shevishte se'arot mezamnim ala. Veshelo evishte se'arot en mezamnim ala. Ven medakdekim bekatan. Maybe I give you an example. If I say, all of the people with the green shirt, go out. Okay? So you understand that all of the people that have green shirt, go out. The other people that have black shirt, stay here. Okay? It's like I say, exactly. Yeah. If I say after, everybody that want to go out can go. So, ha, guf akasha. On the beginning, you told me, just the people with the green shirt, go out. You mean the black shirt, stay here. Don't go out. Okay? After you say, do whatever you want.
So you're saying you can count everybody with anyone with two hairs you can count, but then you're saying anyone under 12 you have to check? Is that the
from the shirt, you understand why it's Aguf Akashia?
Yes.
It's Aguf David, you say don't reasonable things. Yeah. You make a stira on the same sentence, you say opposite things.
Yeah.
Okay? This is Aguf Akashia.
So what they're saying is that if they have two hairs and they're under 12, it's fine.
Yeah, okay, yes.
Yeah.
And
after you say, it's not matter.
And if they're under,
don't
they're,
okay.
And if they're
don't attend so much.
13, they don't have to be checked.
So, this is a good question.
Yeah.
That's it.
You're saying we have a check, and they're saying, "Well, we don't have a check."
So so it's on the same sentence you have had.
Yeah,
two
hairs, and then under 13, over 13, everyone goes. Under 13 is that's all about. Under 13 is saying.
Let's say zimun is like bracha, okay? If you say that zimun is like bracha, if you have two, if you have two hairs, you can say bracha. If we don't have two hairs, it's like bracha lebatala, okay? So on the beginning, you told me check. Because if we don't have two hairs, it's bracha levatala. After you say, yo, you don't have to check. It's okay. This is a gufa kasha. You say opposite things on the same word, on the same sentence. Okay?
So that's not, the problem.
This is the Gemara ask. This is why you study Gemara. Because the Gemara ask question. So the Gemara says no. When the Braita says "en me dakdekin bekatan," it's not the meaning you understand. It's other meaning, and then you don't have opposite things on the Braita. La tuye mai, la tuye katan porea. Ela, what the Braita says "en me dakdekin bekatan," it's want to say that if you have two heirs, it's good. Even though he's not 13 years old. So now you don't have a stira on the same sentence. Okay? After, when we finish, maybe you see. Because I love to study Gemara like this. Because this is the... You make your mind...
The mechanics.
Yes.
Yes.
This is the Gemara. Okay? And now, it's going good with the beginning. That Rabbi Yochanan says, "Ama Rabbi Yochanan, katan porach mezamnim alav," and we say, "Tanya namiachi." Yes. Okay. Katan porach mezamnim alav, tanya namiachi. This is why it's proof to Rabbi Yochanan, because in the end we understand what the meaning "en medakdekin bekatan." It's come to bring katan porach. Okay? יפה. אומרת הגמרא, ולית הלכת ככל עניש מעת אתה. What is the meaning ולית הלכת ככל עניש מעת אתה? הלוכה is not like what we say. Not קטן and not שבת and not תלמיד חכם. Not Aron HaKodesh, all of them are not combined to Zimun. There is no halakha like all of the sentence we say. Okay, this is Shmat. Let il cheta kechol anishmat. El HaKiyah. Da'am Rav Nachman, katan ha'yodea lemi mevarchim, mezamnim ala. What is the halakha? The halakha is like Rav Nachman says, small boy, that he know to who we say the bracha, he is combined to Zimun. How old he should be?
The age of education.
The age of education, I think.
9, 8, 9, 7.
We want to see Ben Ishchai. Ben Ishchai, Rabbi Hanan, we see Ben Ishchai, it's good. So sometimes you know halakha, it's...
I was at somebody's house in 09. Nice, yes, I think it's 9. I was at a guy's house, and it was me and him and his son, and he goes, we're going to bench, do invitation. I said, how can we? I was at 7. 8, 8 or 9. He told me the same thing. He said that he has to talk to you in Hashem's name. Hashem is, we're praying to, we're thanking.
So you know this already.
Huh?
You know this already.
I experienced it.
Exactly, you're there.
Ilchot Zimun, it's in Parashat Korach. First year, Korach. Ben Ishchai said, Katan sheigia le'unat ha'parutot. Meaning, he become old a little bit. is sort of nine. Yes?
Nine.
Hine on Shulchan Aruch says he can combine to the Zimun. The Rama says you can he can be on Zimun just on the 13. And here in Baghdad, the Ben Ish Chai says we're doing from 9 years old. Maybe in Israel everybody's doing from 9 years old, I think. Okay? So he said, even though it's better to combine an old guy, 17 years old, but if you don't have, if he's nine, he can combine.
Moshe?
What?
How old's Moshe?
Moshe is six.
Six? That's it? You got a way to go.
He is an old guy, yeah?
Okay, so now we remember. If you have 9 years old boy,
that's in Baghdad, you
know? No, it's Maran, it's not Baghdad. And we, the Sfaradim, we can do, even the Ashkenazim, they can do like Ben Ish Chai. Ben Ish Chai was no very good halacha. We can trust the Ben Ish Chai. It's very good, it's a simple book, it's easy book. You have all of the answers here on the Ben Ish Chai, all of the Minagim. Rabbi Berland says, if we didn't have Rabbi Nachman, we are doing everything like Ben Ish Chai.
Wow.
I heard it. It wow. says, wow. if we didn't have Rabbi Nachman, we're doing like the Ben Ish Chai. It's good.
Wow.
Everybody on the beginning, if you know good Sefer Halacha, and you enjoy, the Ben Ish Chai is have a good language understanding. It's have on the beginning stories and the combine the halacha with the Zohar and the Kabbalah, it's nice. It's easy, it's not so difficult. It's good. So now we know the halacha. If you are if you have boy 9 years old, you can combine him to Zimun. Abaye v'Rava, Abuyat v'Kamei d'Rava. Okay? Abaye v'Rava, Abuyat v'Ayu Yoshvim, where they were sit in front of Rabbah. Rabbah, maybe he was the rabbi, okay? So they were sit in front of him. Amar lahu Rabbah, Lemi mevarchim? He asked them, who we say the bless? For who we say the bless? Amre le rachman. So they told him, we bless the Hashem. Verachman ha'echi yatid. Sheela tova, lo? It's a good question. Rabbi asked them, who we say the bless to who? They say to Hashem. And Hashem, where is seat? Where is Hashem seat? This is Rabbi asked them. Where is Hashem seat? This is what Rabbah says. Rabbah says, "V'rachman ha'ech hayativ." Where is the place of Hashem? Where he sits? Rabbah achvi lishmei tlala. What Rabbah says? Show up to the sky. Abaye nafak lebara. So no, maybe Rabbah he says shmei tlala. It's on the bottom of the house, on the roof. Yes, he says he's over it, on the roof, on the top of the bottom of the house. Abaye nafak lebara. What is nafak lebara? Went out. Ach viklape shmaya. Show with his finger to the sky. What?
Nafik go outside.
Nafak ze yatsa. Bara ze bakut. Nafak is went out. Nafak is went. Bara is out. Ach vi klape shmaya. He show with his finger klape to the sky. Amar lahu Rabbah, tarvaychu rabbanan avitu. What is the meaning? Tarvaychu rabbanan avitu. Avitu it. You was. I know that I'm she butin mikat feyedia. Amar lahu Rabbah again, tarvaychu rabbanan avitu. מה זה היינו תרוויחו רבנה נביטו?
זה goes to the you will grow up to be rabbis.
שניכם נהייתם רבנים. Both of them, two of you, you're going to be a big rabbi. So maybe they were small guys. They were very young. Because it's connected to the beginning. Yes? It's connected to the beginning. Because in the beginning, we used to talk about small guy. That is 9 years old. And the story, maybe, Abaye Berava, they were small guy. 9 years old, maybe. And they were sitting in front of Rabbah. And then they were young, Rabbah asked them, because maybe he wants to connect them to Zimun. So the Rav Nachman says, you cannot combine to Zimun just if you know who we say the bracha for. So he asked them, who we say, for who we say the bracha? They say from Hashem. He asked them, where is Hashem? So one of them says, he's over here, of the bottom of the house. And the top of the house, and the buyer went out, they say, on the roof or on the sky. And then Rabbi told them, both of you will be a big rabbi. You're going to be a Talmid Chachamim. And this is what he says. Haynu, the Amri Inshi. Amri Inshi is like people say. People say, Butzin's Butzin Mikatfe Yediyah. It's like from the, you, from, when he's young, you can know the boy is, if he's going to be a tzaddik or not. This is what Butzin. Butzin is light. It's candle. Mikatfe. Butzin is dlat. Butzin is like eggplant. I don't know how you say.
Pumpkin,
the big one.
Pumpkin.
So he says, when you see the pumpkin, when it's small, you know how it's going to be. It's going to be good, not good. So it's like the when you see it, small children, you should, you know you're going to be a smart guy, not smart guy, tzaddik, not tzaddik. It's going to be a good pumpkin or not. You have a lot of story, but on day day.
Good egg or a bad egg.
They were very smart. They know on the children. They have a lot of Ruach HaKodesh. You have story in Shabbat that one Amora, the rabbi or someone's Chose Bakochavim, he see on the Kochavim, told his mother, they know about the day. He told his mother, you should know your son is going to be a thief. He's going to be Ganav. Yes. He is born on the day that it's good for to be Ganav, you're gonna be Ganav. So you have it in Shabbat. I can show you next time. So his mother, he told her keep that he have a kippah on his mind because he have a irat shamayim. So she was praying about him all of the time and always told him put your kippah. Don't forget to put your kippah on your head that you're gonna have a irat shamayim. Once he become big, he grow up. And he saw a tree of tamarim.
Dates.
So he became hungry, he wants to eat. He went out on the tree and they want to cut the dates with his teeth. And then he remembered his mother. So he saw that his soul is connected to be thief. But let's we see. What Maharsha says, you want to see over here, maybe there is Maharsha, יש לך פה Maharsha, אין לפה פה Maharsha. לא, בזה אין Maharsha. חנן, Maharsha, אתה יודע לראות? לא יודע? לא, אתה צריך לראות Maharsha. Maharsha, אנחנו רוצים לראות. אתה מרשה?
כן, אבל זה
Maharsha,
לא
Maharsha. אין פה גמרא רגילה, חנן?
רק מאוסרוע.
And we are
in the pool. And
pool. זה דף אנחנו עם חט. או טוב, בסדר, הוא לא כותב פה משהו מיוחד. He just asked why he wanted them to show it with his finger. Because he thought maybe the father teach them that Hashem is up there, up, and they say. בסדר, מובן?
Yes.
אמר רב יהודה ברדר, רב שמואל בר שילד משמי דרב. אמר רב יהודה, the son of רב שמואל בר שילת, from, and that he hear from רב. This is משמי דרב, that what he hear from רב. תשעה אכלו דגן, ואחד אכל ירק, מצטרפים. Nine that eat bread. And one of them, not one of them, and one else, he eats vegetables. So he combined with them to zimun vegetables. Yes, yarak. Maybe even not vegetables, maybe just leaves. You know, the green leaves.
What if it was karak with the ice?
Vegetables, okay?
Yeah.
Even though he didn't eat bread, you can combine with them to zimun in asara. This is the new thing that Rav comes to say. You don't have to, must have 10 people that eat bread. Even though you have just 9 and one of them and one else eat vegetables, they can do zimun in asara. And this is halacha. Okay? You see the word like we say again to last day. Tomorrow. אתמול, last day. תשעה ואכלו דגן, ואחד אכל ירק מצטרפין. אמר רב זרע, באים מן אמר רב יהודה, שמונה אמרו, שבעה אמרו, אמר ללא שנה, אמר שישה. טוב, אז רגע נסביר. אמר רב זרע, באי מיני מרב יהודה. רב זרע says, if someone can ask from רב יהודה, if you have eight, שמונה, eight people that eat bread, and two eat vegetables, they can do zimun in asara, with אלוקינו.
It's even seven.
Seven eat bread, and three people eat vegetables. Can we do zimun in asara? אמר ללושנה, he says, it's okay. If you have seven that eat bread and three that eat vegetables, you can do zimun in asara. שישה, ודאי לא מבעיה.
Can't.
שישה. שישה הוא לא שאל. ככה כתוב פה, נכון? אמר לי, לא שנה. שישה ודאי לא מבעיה. שש, I don't ask. I don't have a problem. I know. אמר לרבי ירמיה, שפיר עבד את אלוהי בעיה לך. אמר לו רבי ירמיה, it's good that you didn't ask about six. Because atam ta'am amai. When you have seven and eight, why you can do a zimun in asara?
You have majority. So why wouldn't you have six?
So this is why there is a change of the girsa over here. No, but he says, ahanami karuba, if you have six, say they are the rov, but he says no, You savar ruba de min karbaina. Six is not good, but it's not rov de minkar. What is the minkar? It's like majority. It's not. You have six and four. It's not so.
It's not so obvious.
Yes, it's not so obvious.
It's not so obvious.
So you should have seven. So this is the halakha. Okay, this is why he didn't ask about six. Because six and four not combined to Zimunin Asara. Just seven and three. Because you should have rov, majority.
It's obvious.
Obvious.
It's
okay.
Significant. You can see.
You see it immediately. Okay?
Is that similar to like when ten are praying Amidah and six, I guess seven finish? You're allowed to start?
Yes, but
same or different?
No, it's something like the same. It's it's just in Kaddish. Maybe it's the same.
I always heard that that was six though. It was six.
It's six. I don't know.
On a Tirchat Tzibur. The Tirchat Tzibur that for the finish the Shemona Esrei. I thought it was only six. Same with seven.
If you can do Chazarai with six, seven Kol Shekin, no? But do you know that they do with six?
I don't know. Like,
he says seven. I said, I always thought it was six.
Maybe six.
Which is not a definite majority. I mean, it's the same thing. It's the same thing, too.
It's not so easy. It's
seven?
It's different. In Arvit, when you finish Arvit, you don't have Chazara. So you can do, if you have six people that finish with the Shliach Tzibur, five and the Shliach Tzibur, you can say Kaddish and Shir Lama'alot, and even though that you have just six. But so on the Shachit and Mincha, you should have 10 people. It's not so easy to say Chazara just with... What? Just a second, we are on the middle. Shnia. Okay, on Chazara, of the Shliach Tzibur, I think there is just one posek, the son of Rabbi Ovadia, he says you can do with six, but it's not so halak.
Yeah.
You should be, it's better to have 10 people, because the Shulchan Aruch says that there's if you don't have 10 people that on the Chazara, and they say should listen and say Amen, it's bracha lebatala. So it's not so easy, okay? You should have nine with the Shliach Tzibur when you want to do Chazara on Shliach, okay?
No.
Ma ratzit lishol, Arav?
Kodem kol, ze lo rak haben shel Ovadia.
Mi od?
Shmo avim ze mitpuskim hakadmeim.
Nu. Tarei li, yesh od sefer sheomer kacha, tarei li.
Lo mezalzel.
Tarei li, ani nishmati mezalzel. Ken?
I'm saying it's just, it's not just.
כי זה רק פוסק אחד?
לא, הוא מביא את זה במקומות.
לא, הוא לא מביא, אני ראיתי. אתה ראית את זה שם? כן? ראית את זה שמה?
כן.
ראית שהוא מביא עוד פוסקים?
כן, לא זה מי, אבל...
אז אני אומר לך שהוא לא מביא כלום. הוא מביא פוסק, אבל זה פוסק אחד, זה לא כמו שולחן ערוך. ורוב הפוסקים לא מסכימים איתו.
חוץ מזה?
פה בישיבה נוהגים לעשות שש. אני חושב. אבל זה לא פשוט.
Someone once asked the Prophet Chaim, why with
Chazara you can do with six, or Kaddish you can do with six,
and with Pitachim you need seven?
Okay.
Because why was, what does it bother you that one more man needs?
And
the Chafetz Chaim, what he says? Okay. Okay.
טוב, אנחנו ממשיכים. בואו. ינאי מלכה ומלכה דקריחו ריפתא בעדי הדדי. או, זה גמרא יפה. ינאי המלך, ינאי was a king. ינאי, on the beginning, I think he was a slave. כן, נשאר לי כתנו אותו. רגע, just a second. We have... Rashi, we didn't read. Mikanya Rashi have a different girsa. Mikanya miken shelo mikatnuto. Okay? רגע, תללה גג, from the beginning, להטוי כתן פורח שאין מדקדקים בו אם בא לכלן שנים או לא, מה אין שנים י' ג' שנים ביום אחד. תללה זה גג, קניה מכן שלא מקדמותו, בוצין דלעד, בידי גרסי מקטפה, וכתף הוא שרף האילן, כלומר משעה שהוא חונת ויוצא מתוך השרף ניכר אם יהיה טוב. אוקיי, אנחנו הסברנו את זה כבר מקודם. ביו סבר הבזרע שהיה קובל ומתחרט על שלא שאלה שישה שבר דילמה רובה דמינקה שפיר בעינן דליכו דגן ואי באי מיני שישה לא היה מתיר. אוקיי? לצי ינאי מלכה ומלכה תקריך וריפתה. רשי ינאי מלכה ממלכה בית חשמונאי היה. He was from the בית חשמונאי. חשמונאי in חנוכה they take the מלכות. והרג חכמי ישראל שבאו לפוסלו מן הכהונה במסכת קידושין. The חכמים of ישראל, they want to say that it's not can be a Kohen. They bring הלכה and want to say it's not good in a, it cannot be a Kohen. So he kill all of them. Okay?
You can't be a king and a Kohen.
Yes.
King
oh, this is the meaning. You can't be king and a Kohen.
One or the other.
King is from Yehuda and Kohen is from Kohen, Levi. So he was Kohen, he wants to be, I think he was a slave. Yes, there is a Gemara, they say he was a slave, I think. Because even though he was a king, he killed all of the Chachamim because they want, they said he cannot be king. Okay? Okay. He was eating with the queen. Krichu Rifta, it's meaning they were eat bread. On their days, you say Krichu. What is Krichu Rifta? You know what is the meaning Krichu Rifta? Like in Hebrew, Karich. Krichu Rifta, what's the meaning of it? It's like I think they were eat like this, like hummus. This is Krichu, you make it like Karich, you. Yeah. This is sandwich. This is karich. It's inside. So they were doing like this. Ulai ken, haya melech. Aval lo mshane. Zeh, when the Gemara wants to say what eating lechem, because they were eat bread with something with sauce always. So it's say krichu rifta. Okay. Beade adade together the queen, the king and the queen. ומדקת עלהו לרבנן. And because he killed all of the רבנן, לא אבה לאיניש לברוך מדעו. They didn't find someone they say that will say ברכה for them. Okay? Maybe he didn't know how to say ברכה, he should look for someone that say ברכה from him. אמר לה לדוויתו, מה נהיה איבלן גברה? They mevarech lan. So Yanai the king asked his wife, how we find someone, some guy that will say bracha for us? Amra le, ishtaba li, de'im ha'itin alach gavra, de'lo metza'at le. His wife, she told him, make a swear, that if I will bring you some guy that say bracha, you will not kill him. Okay? Uvan? Ishtabala. He says, okay, I'll make a bless. Ma?
Oath.
Oath. Ah, oath. Okay.
Sure.
Make an oath. An oath. Haitite leshimon ben shatach achua. So maybe she hide her brother. When Yanai the king kill all of the Chachamim, she hide her brother Shimon ben Shatach. So after Yanai the king, he says an oath that he will not kill him. She brings Shimon ben Shatach. Utve ben Didah letita. And she put Shimon ben Shatach between the king and the queen. Beino lebena. אמר לי חזית כמה יקר העביד נהלך או עבדי נהלך. מי אמר? יאללה ידקין say to שמעון בן שטח, you see how much honor and כבוד we give you, we put you between me and between me and my wife, between the king and the queen. אמר לאליו עד כמו קרת לי, אלא אורייתא היא דמו קרת לי. שמעון בן שטח, he was after he see ינאי המלך kill all of the חכמים, ינאי המלך bring him, he says, you see, we give you honor, you don't give me any honor, it's not you, it's the Torah, it's because I study Torah, ואין כבוד אל התורה, תכתיב כבוד חכמים הנחלו, so he told him it's not you, it's the Torah, תכתיב סלסלה ותרוממקה, תכבדך כי תכבקנה. מה, איפה זה הפסוק הזה? במשלי, סלסליה ותרוממקה, תכבדך כי תכבקנה. רשי, סנסלה ותרוממקה, סייפה דקרא, it's mean the end of the פסוק, תחבקנה. The meaning is, if you study Torah, she will big make you honor. So this is what שמעון בן שטח אמר לו, it's not you, it's the Torah. Not you give me honor, it's the Torah. אמר לה, ככה זה דלא מקבל תמבות. אמר לו ינאי המלך told שמעון בן שטח, you see, you don't get my I am a king and you don't make me give me כבוד, you speak with me like this and you don't want me to be off of you, this is מרות. מרות is like when someone is like your children, you have מרות of him. Okay, so this is what the Yanai, the king, told the Shimon ben Shata. You don't want to להיכנה אליי, to take my marut, like to act to me like a king, to give me kavod, because you speak not nice. I told you I give you kavod, you say no, it's not you, it's the Torah. Okay. יאהבו לקסטה לברוך. They bring on their days, even in the Gemara, even the Ben Ishai says, when you say Birkat Amazon, it's very good to say Birkat Amazon on the glass of wine, yes? When you eat and you say Birkat Amazon על היין, it's very important.
I don't understand, I thought you just make a
verb here. No, after Birkat Amazon you say, okay. So they bring Shimon ben Shatach the glass that he will say the bracha, because on their days not each one was say the Birkat Amazon, one was say Birkat Amazon and he was keeping his mind from all of them, and he motzi otam, yes, and the one that say the Birkat Amazon, he was holding the glass of the wine. So they bring Shimon ben Shatach. Amar echi avarich ברוך שאכל ינאי וחבריו משילו. He told them, how you want me to say ברכה? I didn't eat anything. What I should say? ברוך, thank you Hashem that ינאי and his friend eat. רשי says, איכי אבריך? ולא נהניתי. אומר נברך שאכל ינאי וחבריו משלו בתמיה. איך יעבר? אומר רשי, I didn't enjoy, I didn't eat anything. Can I say, we bless Hashem that ינאי eat and his friend from Hashem? בתמיה, it's like, this is a question. This is שמעון בן שטח. He was asking, I cannot do. So what שמעון בן שטח did? שתיה לאוקס. Oh. So Shimon ben Shatach, he says, Baruch Ata Hashem, Bore Pri Agafen, drink the wine. After they bring him a new glass of wine, and then he says, Baruch Shachanu Mishem. Yavu Lekasa Achine, they bring him another glass, and he says, Bracha.
Okay.
Next. Tomorrow?
Tomorrow.
Okay. Thank you.